In the Philippines, delays and confusion in the government's COVID-19 vaccine program are undermining public confidence in the effort to curb the virus. People are also concerned about the Philippine government's plan to use a Chinese vaccine. There are conflicting studies about how well that works. NPR's Julie McCarthy reports.
Vaccinations of healthcare workers are underway in Indonesia, Singapore, and Myanmar. But in the Philippines, not a single frontliner battling the pandemic has been vaccinated. The lack of any rollout has produced high anxiety among frontline workers. In the case of Dr. Charles Marquez, it's produced high blood pressure. Marquez admitted himself to the hospital with hypertension. He provided us a recording of the attending nurse taking his blood pressure and discussing the readings.
161.20, sir. Saan kayo galing naglakad, sir?
Okay. Marquez is a community doctor in the barrios on the southernmost island of Mindanao, where he says the fear of contracting COVID-19 is ever present. And he says the stress of working under such a dangerous environment has taken a toll on the health of many of his colleagues, who cope by doing something against their nature, calling in sick.
Of course, number one is stress. Number two is anxiety. There are some doctors, nurses that already have diabetes or hypertension that it really became so evident, these diseases, exactly because of their anxiety and worries.
Dr. Marquez says the government's perceived reliance on a Chinese vaccine is deepening worries. Philippine vaccine czar General Carlito Galvez confirmed he has secured 25 million doses from the Chinese manufacturer Sinovac. But Philippine senators launched hearings into its effectiveness and secrecy. The company has not shared its Phase 3 clinical trial data, so effectiveness remains a mystery. Philippine Senator Risa Hontiveras told NPR a general lack of transparency in Philippine vaccine procurement has undermined public confidence.
Government hasn't helped itself. It hasn't helped our people with this opaqueness. People are becoming anxious, not knowing the answer to simple questions like, how much is it? What really is its efficacy rate?
Beijing pledged a gift of 500,000 doses of vaccine to the Philippines. Senator Hontiveras is cautious about Beijing's vaccine diplomacy and asked the vaccine czar for assurances that Philippine interests and claims in the South China Sea not be traded away to secure China's vaccine.
Gulat ako dun sa sinabing set aside our differences in the West Philippine Sea. Hindi po yan na quid pro quo, Mr. President.
I would like to make a clarification. We will not compromise our stake.
Thank
but,
you.
But meaning in this pandemic.
This cannot be a quid pro quo, she told him. General Galvez said Sinovac has the advantage of using the traditional methodology for manufacturing vaccines, and therefore Philippine experts considered it among the safer bets. He also noted that rich countries have gobbled up most of the world's vaccine supply. And COVID Task Force spokesman General Restituto Padilla said despite that, the Philippines has secured doses from a range of different makers and says the government is not privileging the Chinese vaccine.
The number of vaccines that are in the portfolio are actually about 7 to 8. So they are predominantly Western. And we're taking delivery of the initial delivery, not that big. It's about 50,000 vaccines from the first manufacturer who can deliver by the third week of February.
The Philippines envisions herd immunity, inoculating 70 million people possibly this year. But a deep anti-vaxxer sentiment poses a huge challenge. Half of all Filipinos, 47%, will not take the vaccine, according to the social research firm Pulse Asia. Pulse Asia president, De La Salle University political scientist Ronnie Holmes, faults the government for not delivering clear, consistent information. He says non-disclosure agreements embedded in these deals don't help and send the wrong message.
That there's business behind all of this. Business for politicians, business for big pharmaceutical firms. And the concern about one's personal safety is secondary to everything else.
Dr. Charles Marquez believes that the longer the vaccine rollout drags on, the more frontline workers will be contemplating change. The older ones, he says, will retire out of frustration.
The younger frontliners are really considering to go abroad, even if they think that the danger is still there worldwide, at least they will be having a better pay.
Marquez says the pandemic could produce the one thing the Philippines can least afford, a brain drain of skilled healthcare workers. Julie McCarthy, NPR News.